BBC News. Hello, this is Jerry Smith. At least 20 people have been killed and a similar number injured in a stampede during an outdoor religious service in Tanzania. David Bamford has the details.
Officials in the northern Tanzanian town of Moshi said the stampede took place on Saturday evening during a Pentecostal service held at the local stadium. Thousands of worshippers were taking part in a prayer ceremony led by a popular preacher whose movement is known as the Arise and Shine Ministry. Witnesses said the stampede occurred when the preacher, who calls himself the Apostle, poured what he said was holy oil on the ground, and the crowd surged forwards to touch it in the hope of being cured of sickness.
Australia's Agriculture Minister Bridget McKenzie has resigned following revelations that she granted public funds to sports clubs in marginal seats targeted by the coalition government ahead of last year's election. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
For weeks, Bridget McKenzie defied calls to resign after an independent audit found she'd used grants for sporting clubs in Australia to influence voters in marginal seats. The scandal was described in the media as brazen and politically corrupt. The senator denied misusing the scheme, but has been found to have breached ministerial standards and has quit. The saga has put more pressure on the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, who's been widely criticised for his handling of Australia's bushfire crisis.
A Japanese warship has set sail for the Gulf of Oman in a controversial deployment that critics say goes against Japan's pacifist constitution. Launching the destroyer at the Yokosuka naval base, the Prime Minister Shinzo Abe declared that it was vital to protect shipping lanes in the Middle East. Virginia Gidley Kitchen reports.
Shinzo Abe pointed out that 90% of Japan's oil supply comes from the Middle East. A Japanese merchant ship was attacked there last year. But protesters near the Yokosuka base argued that the mission violated Japan's post-war constitution, which renounces the use of force. The constitution was introduced in 1947, while Japan was under American occupation. In order to prevent a resurgence of Japanese militarism, it has retained widespread popular support. But successive governments have eroded it, arguing that it was imposed on Japan and is no longer appropriate. Mr. Abe in particular has vowed to amend the document.
The main opposition party in Bangladesh is observing a day-long protest against what it describes as vote rigging and intimidation during Saturday's mayoral elections in the capital, Dhaka. Many private vehicles have stayed off the roads in Dhaka, where the governing Awami League candidates won both the North and South City Corporation's elections, but the voter turnout was less than 30%. In tennis, Novak Djokovic is bidding for a record-extending 8th Australian Open title at Melbourne. He's playing Dominic Thiem, who's hoping to be the first so-called next-generation player to win a Grand Slam. So far, they've won one set each. BBC News.